This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel summons joint session of Federal Parliament for Thursday. Prime Minister Balendra Shah discusses development issues with lawmakers from Kosi and Korali provinces. Supreme Court issues show cause orders over detention of K.P. Sharma Oli and Ramesh Lekhak. And U.S. threatens to target Iran's power and oil infrastructure, including Kharg Island. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel has, on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers, summoned a joint session of both houses of the Federal Parliament for 2 p.m. on Thursday. According to the President's office, the decision was made in line with Article 93, Sub-Article 1 of the Constitution following a Cabinet recommendation. Government spokesperson and Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Susmit Pokhrel, said the Cabinet meeting decided to call the inaugural session of the Parliament on April 2nd at the proposed time. The Cabinet also agreed to form a task force to prepare a discussion paper on constitutional amendments. The task force will be led by Prime Minister's political advisor and will include representatives from parliamentary political parties. According to spokesperson Pokhrel, the move aligns with commitments outlined in the manifesto of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party. This was the second cabinet meeting under Prime Minister Balendra Shah since assuming office last Friday. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has held a series of consultations with newly elected federal lawmakers from Kosi and Karnali provinces, focusing on development priorities, governance reforms and preparations for the upcoming budget. The meetings, held at Singhadarbar yesterday, brought together members of parliament from multiple political parties to discuss constituency-level challenges and policy priorities. During discussions with Kosi province lawmakers, the Prime Minister sought detailed updates on local issues, including infrastructure gaps, agricultural challenges and tourism potential. Lawmakers highlighted the need for improved road networks, better management of tea sector and expansion of dairy and other agricultural activities, with concerns raised over damages caused by last year's monsoon and the need for timely reconstruction and disaster preparedness. In response, the Prime Minister assured that these concerns would be considered in the upcoming budget, while emphasizing good governance and infrastructure development as key priorities. Similarly, in the meeting with Karnali province lawmakers, discussions focused on infrastructure expansion, education and health sector reforms, job creation and utilization of natural resources. Lawmakers stressed the need to improve road connectivity to key tourist destinations, address youth migration, and resume stalled development projects. The Prime Minister reiterated the government's commitment to balanced and inclusive development, assuring that all provinces would be treated fairly in budget allocation. According to participants, sector-specific issues including disaster preparedness, road corridors, health services, agriculture, tourism and energy exploration were also discussed. Lawmakers from parties including the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Nepali Congress, CPN-UML and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party took part in the discussions. Finance Minister Sornim Wagle has expressed the government's commitment to removing administrative and legal barriers as well as curbing corruption to support the private sector. Speaking at a meeting with representatives of the Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry, the minister said the government views the private sector as a key partner in economic growth. Reiterating his commitment to strengthening the economy, the finance minister also expressed the private sector is expected to operate with honesty and transparency. Minister for Home Affairs Sudhan Gurung visited the Nepal Police Headquarters yesterday, where he was received by Inspector General of Police Dan Bahadur Karki and senior officials. During the visit, the Home Minister commended the Nepal Police for maintaining effective performance despite limited resources. He assured that police operations would remain free from unnecessary interference and urged personnel to carry out their duties with confidence. The Home Minister also inspected the data centre at the headquarters during his visit. The Supreme Court has issued show-cause orders in separate cases concerning the detention of former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak. A single bench of Justice Meghraj Pokharel has directed the government to submit a written explanation within 3 days on the grounds for detaining Oli, who was arrested from his residence on Saturday. The court has also ordered the submission of the investigation file, including the report of the commission led by former judge Gauri Bahadur Karki. In a separate case, a bench of Justice Kumar Regmi has issued a similar show-cause order regarding the arrest of Nepali Congress leader and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, directing authorities to clarify the legal basis of his detention within 3 days. Both writ petitions are filed by the leader's spouses, who have challenged the arrest as unlawful. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
डैडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*7# डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has directed the closure of all exam preparatory and bridge course programs that are operating outside existing legal provisions. According to the ministry, the decision was taken following instructions from Education Minister Susmit Pokharel. Such programs must be fully shut down from Baisakh 1, 2083 Bikram Sambat. Officials stated that unregulated bridge courses have been found to negatively impact students' mental well-being, create unnecessary academic pressure, and undermine equitable access to education. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Bikram Timal Sinha has called for improving the effectiveness and modernization of postal and public service delivery systems. Speaking at a program while placing the first cancellation mark on 3 postage stamps showcasing archaeological and historical heritage at Department of Postal Services in Kathmandu, the minister stressed the need to make postal services more efficient, technology-friendly and accessible. Likewise, during separate inspections of the Department of Postal Services, the Department of Information Technology and the Advertisement Board, the minister instructed authorities to submit short-term reform plans within a week, along with long-term strategies aimed at delivering tangible results. The 625th birth anniversary of Mahavir Jain is being observed across the country today with various programs. Mahavir, regarded as the 24th Tirthankar in Jainism, is remembered for spreading the principles of truth, non-violence, non-attachment, non-stealing and celibacy. Various organizations, including the Nepal Jain Council, are marking the occasion with events and programs across the country. Now on to an international news update. Tensions are escalating in West Asia as US President Donald Trump has warned that the US could launch major strikes against Iran if a deal is not reached soon. Trump said the US could obliterate Iran's power plants, oil facilities and possibly water desalination sites, adding that some targets have so far been deliberately avoided. He also pointed to the strategic oil hub at Kharg Island as a potential target while noting that talks with Iran remains serious. Iran has responded cautiously. According to state media, a spokesperson for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs described recent U.S. proposals as unclear, signaling continued uncertainty over a possible ceasefire. Meanwhile, fighting continues across the region with new attacks reported in Iran, Lebanon, and Israel. Maritime traffic through the Strait of Hormuz remains significantly reduced compared to pre-conflict levels, raising concerns over global energy supplies. Analysts warn that the situation remains volatile, with diplomatic efforts ongoing, but no clear breakthrough yet in sight. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has warned of storms accompanied by thunder, lightning and strong winds in various parts of the country today. According to the division, the country is currently under the influence of westerly and local winds as well as low pressure system near the eastern part of the country. The weather is likely to remain generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Lumbini and Sudhur Paschim provinces, while the rest of the country is likely to remain mostly clear. This afternoon, hilly and mountainous regions, including Kosi and Madhes provinces, are expected to remain generally cloudy, while the Tarai region will likely remain partly cloudy. There is a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall, accompanied by thunder, lightning, gusty wind and hail at some places in the hilly and mountainous regions, including Kosi province, and at a few locations elsewhere today. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are expected to range from 13 to 15 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 20 and 22 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. President Ramchandra Paudel summons joint session of Federal Parliament for Thursday. Prime Minister Balendra Shah discusses development issues with lawmakers from Kosi and Karnali provinces. Supreme Court issues show-cause orders over detention of K.P. Sharma Oli and Ramesh Lekhak. And U.S. threatens to target Iran's power and oil infrastructure, including Kharg Island. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.